5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It was so good. It was so good. I felt, yeah, our harmonies were really awesome, and then we just... Anyway, this is Flowing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast, where we talk about all the things that are Fresno, whether it's politics, pop culture, fun stuff. This is Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater, and with me is Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts.
I'm here.
Mike,
I'm with you.
Hello.
I'm with you, bro. We're in the studio.
How are you?
Good.
Yeah. We are in the studio.
We're not doing some crazy thing where it sounds like we're together, but we're not.
Right.
We're
this is actually face to face.
You're so jealous, everyone. I can see Josh.
Face to face. And here to talk about all of the awesome stuff that is happening and has happened in Fresno over the past month. So it is officially November, which means we are moving into the winter season. It will be getting cold.
Yeah, it drops below 70. It's freezing, dude.
It will be getting cold.
I'm on my patio yesterday. Beautiful day.
Yeah.
Short sleeves.
Yeah.
On my patio table, just hanging out. I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
It was like 70 degrees. Dropped to like 69, 68. I was like, holy crap.
What's happening?
I had to run in and get my hoodie
your
on.
Your sweater.
I was like, man, maybe I should go inside.
This is too rough out here. Well, it's coming. And if we can get through the terrible air,
yeah,
we might actually get to enjoy it.
How about a rainstorm, California?
How about that?
Governor
Newsom?
Let's make that happen. Rain going here, bro.
Yeah. If you can't make rain happen,
let's knock it down.
What good are you?
Yeah, really.
What are you even doing up there in Sacramento?
What's funny is we had like a little, in September, we had a couple little things of like, you know, little cloud action, a little rain action and stuff, and then nothing now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that's about. But we need it.
I'm ready for those Sierras again.
Right. Seems like the whole state is on fire, except for Fresno, or earthquakes. I feel like it's just earthquakes and fires
and then here,
all around.
We're in Fresno, safe. Yeah. All we did, yeah,
knock on wood because
we don't have any faults.
What would it be though if we?
We have nothing.
There's no earthquakes.
Nope.
I guess there could be flooding.
Yeah. So there would have to be some.
Here's what I mean.
Here's what I mean.
Maybe one of those dams could bust.
Okay, but even then, I don't think it would make it out of the river gorge. Above that.
Then
we're everyone living down on the river.
We're completely safe.
Needs to start running.
Right. I guess we just all the terrible air gets trapped here.
Right,
it's killing us slowly.
Thing.
So we're safe from the safe from the major disasters.
Yeah. Instead
we
of,
just live in one
of
long
to 85,
disaster.
We'll live to 81.
Right. All right. Let's just jump into like whatever has happened and or is happening in the past, because there's been a lot of news that happened since our last podcast.
Yeah.
One of the things that was
throw it out there. Throw something out there.
I thought it was kind of fun. It was a game that someone on Twitter came up with that I am 100% surprised that we hadn't thought of before.
Oh yeah,
and it was if you were a street in Fresno, which one would you be, and why? I don't think it was actually phrased like that. They weren't asking for the why, were they?
No, it was just a random person on Twitter.
A random Twitter question.
Cather RJN. I don't think she probably cares to make sure she's accredited with it. But which was a side note to this thing of like it blew up. It went local viral.
Oh yeah, it was crazy.
As viral as anything gets locally on Twitter.
People were telling, hey, have you seen? It was just somebody that happens to
live in Fresno that just put it on Twitter.
Had this really great idea.
Yeah, and I was like, how did we as the blogger community
not figure this out?
If you were a street, Fresno street would you be?
And so me and you both chimed in. And I said,
what street represents you?
I said, Palm Avenue. And truthfully, 100% being honest, it was like, what street? What's the street that I drive all the time? You know, right. Like what's it, what? Yeah. What streets do I know?
Yeah.
Palm Avenue. It's the one that I drive most of the time. Apparently, that was the hipster answer, I've been told.
Oh, that was so hipster.
All the hipsters apparently were like,
I thought
Palm
about
Avenue.
That because it's a good, it comes all the way from, I guess, I did want to ask a question.
Okay.
When Palm ends south, when you hit and it ends up that dog food factory or whatever
on,
it is.
On 8th Street.
H Palm or
Divisor there. I guess it's I can't.
I think it is H Street. It's
H Street.
Is that the, downtown is or is that Tower?
It is downtown. Oh. Well, I'm not sure if it's okay. I'm not sure if it's in the triangle.
Yeah, no, it's not
to be downtown.
It's not in the triangle.
But officially, I believe that Tower District ends at Belmont.
Okay, Belmont, and then it becomes downtown.
And then it becomes whatever.
North Belmont is Tower. South is. Belmont, yeah. Downtown.
South Tao.
South Tao. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. No, I
but
believe
anyway,
it.
But anyway, yeah, Palm goes all the way
all
to the
way.
River.
All the way.
All the way to the river.
It's a great street. It is, you know, it's not like fancy, you know. Traffic, yeah. It never seems to be too terribly
right.
busy.
Only
traffic
Herndon and Palm is the only bad spot, really.
Yeah. It flows pretty nice. It's quick to get, for me at least, it's quick to get me wherever I need to go in town.
Yeah.
As a, what is that, north-south? Is it north-south?
What?
The street runs north-south?
Yeah.
As a north-south street, it's my favorite street, and, you know, and a lot of people are like, oh,
and it does
it's
have
so
good
bougie,
bike,
you know?
It does have like good very, bike lanes, although it's not
the,
that... I wouldn't want decent bike lanes.
Yeah, it gets kind of sketchy,
but it gets
into
rough.
The tower.
I do get a lot. I mean, know, I see more people biking, serious bikers on Palm than any other street. I feel
probably
like.
That yeah,
especially the north part of it. Anyway, like I'll see people, Bullard and Palm, and going all the way down to the end of Palm on bikes.
It's totally an underrated street too. You know, like I mean, I feel like it. It is really useful, and a lot of people use it. And like, but no one ever talks. You never hear about Palm. No one's talking about it. You know,
It's got
in
things
the way
on
that,
there.
Yeah, Herndon or Shaw or Blackstone or whatever. So, or even
it's
like
got Big Garden
Canyon
Village.
Or, yeah,
it's got.
I mean,
the Christmas tree lane dumps into it.
Yeah, it's got everything great.
Yeah, come on,
it's the best. Anyway, it's so that best. Was my answer, and apparently that was the hipster. If you're if you're a hipster like me. So
I chose Shaw.
Of course you did.
Because it, you know, it's the centrist street.
Right. It goes into Clovis, but it's not Clovis, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. As far as I know, it stops at 168.
Right.
Nothing happens on the other side of 168, right?
It's just like the end. It's
it just ends.
It's like what people imagine the flat earth to be.
Yeah, right.
Just
that's
like
where
the
earth
end,
ends,
there's
right?
There's a big ice wall.
Yeah, after
you can't
after
go
Campus
through.
Point, I as far as I know, nothing exists.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And
but,
then it's split north,
right.
north
and
south.
It has,
and
it respects south side,
does
expects
it?
The north side.
Does it?
Does it?
Yeah,
know.
No, it does.
It cuts through everything.
And it goes, again, it goes
all the way. It's got Fashion Fair, bro. Come on.
Which I found out.
Big Garden Village and Fashion Fair.
What I found out, that is true. I wonder. I think that Shaw has the most shopping centers.
Ooh, Blackstone, River Park, and Manchester Center.
Take Shaw all the way out into Clovis, and what sits on the end of Shaw and Clovis? Sierra Vista fucking Mall. Boom.
Snap.
I have to think about that more, but anyway. So what was my point?
It's got an IHOP on West Shaw.
Yeah, it does.
Red Robin really close there.
Ooh, I like, yeah. It probably, okay, this is for 100% true.
Okay.
Shaw has more Red Robins than any
per
street.
Per capita Red Robins than any street.
I think it has the only two Red Robins are both on Shaw Avenue.
No, there's the one on Blackstone across from River Park.
Oh, yeah, I never go there. All right.
I don't go there
on River Park. God, what were we talking about?
We're
we got off on
street.
This
Shaw,
tangent.
No?
Yeah,
how awesome
Shaw's a pretty good street.
Pretty good.
What were some
it's
of the
best.
Other
some people were like, Figured and Loop, because I'm loopy, like Figured and Loop, whatever. Like, keep you, want to keep you.
Yeah, keep you guessing.
What is Fresno's most iconic street?
Blackstone.
You think it's Blackstone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose so. I heard people like saying Kings Canyon
the famous writer who came from
William Stroy?
No, Mark.
Mark Arax?
Arax. Uh-huh. He wrote a whole thing like condemning Blackstone. Like it represents how shitty Fresno
is. Oh, yeah. I thought you were like, he was part of this.
He is part of all of this.
He got on Twitter and he was like, let me tell you why I'm not
I would like to find out what Mark Arax's street
is. I do remember that that piece, though, where he was talking about. And I mean, and I remember at the time, and people, we probably talked about it on this podcast.
I feel like we did.
So if you go back, you can hear what I really thought about it. And let me think. What? Because people were like Bullard, the Loop, Figard Loop. They were like
Bullard solid.
But you're still saying that that Blackstone is the most.
It's the spine.
Most iconic, even more than like Kearney.
Yeah,
Kearney. I feel
Kearney's
like is also
local.
It's like underrated. It should be more important. Than it is,
but it's,
you know, with all the trees and beauty. Right. But for where it is, no one even knows who's actually been out on Kearney recently. Because it's been Craig Charton for sure. I think he goes out there every.
He's just like, I'm on Kearney Boulevard and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, that's how he sounds. Exactly.
Yep. He sounds old timey. All of a sudden, he turns into 1920s Craig Charton. I'm on Kearney Boulevard and I'm having fun. I got the streetcar down here. Chicago's all the way to Kearney Park.
Kearney Park. I went out to Kearney. I've been out to Kearney Park a few times. Rode my bike out there one time.
Whoa.
And it was crazy because it was – they had just either – I think they had just maybe trimmed all of the palm trees.
Oh,
and
okay.
So there were palm fronds.
Jeez, that's
fronds.
A huge thing. There's only like 10,000 palm trees.
It had to have been like – there were a bunch of palm fronds all over the roadway that made it very, or the walk, like, cause there's a pathway
difficult.
There. It made it very difficult to traverse on your bike, but we did it and we got out there.
Cause there's like a weird frontage road along
there is,
at the
right.
same time. It's like, what's happening here? How did this happen?
So is Shaw was your answer.
Mm-hmm.
Is Shaw your favorite street in Fresno? Like your favorite, if you had to go like, this is the... What's your favorite?
Well, I'd probably be Palm.
Yeah, Palm is great, man.
Mm-hmm.
Palms, so either like between Palm, West, and Weber, those are the three streets that I'm on
I
the most.
Weber a lot. See, but Weber used to be a secret kind of way to get to Northwest Fresno.
And now
so many people use it now. Yeah. It's so congested anymore. But it used to be this, people didn't realize it was there. And you go along the track and you're like, I can get from downtown to Northwest Fresno in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And now
how
it's
come
just
Fruit
so
is so shitty compared to like West or Palm? Because I will a lot of times drive on West when like I could go on Fruit.
No, Fruit's. You're cutting me right now because I'm a Northwest Fresno guy, and we feel as Northwest Fresnans that Fruit is our neighborhood street, and you people that use Fruit as a going from two to there north of
get
the fuck
so
off.
So I'm
Fruit.
Doing the right thing.
Yeah,
by using West.
You should. This is what our feeling is. You should be using West or Palm,
right? Don't
use Fruit as a commuting street.
Okay, and that makes sense because there's a bunch of. I think this is why it sucks. There's a bunch of stop signs,
right?
And there's a bunch of weird. It's weird.
Good.
Yeah,
I might get some speed bumps going on there.
There might
maybe
be
one
speed
of those
bumps.
Guys. No, there's no speed bumps.
Okay.
But there's
don't
tracks.
Use right.
It goes
yes.
from it goes from a road diet to not
right, right.
road diet because of somebody sat on the corner and went, I don't see a bike.
Right.
And nixed all
so,
that.
So okay.
Just everyone
good don't use Fruit.
You get off of Fruit.
I don't anyway, because I think it sucks.
Good. I don't want to see you on there. If I see you on Fruit, you better have a good excuse, buddy. Hey, where are you going?
Just right over here.
Oh yeah?
Sometimes,
who's that?
Yeah.
Who do you know over there?
Who do you right? Who do you know? Where do they live?
Yeah, where do they live?
Get on West, idiot. Take Palm.
Yeah, you could have taken West, buddy.
All right, are we done with the Fresno street talk?
Sure.
One more final thing on this.
Okay.
This whole thing just reminded me of Brian and Rocky's Cross Streets.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Cross Streets?
Yeah.
Cross Streets. And how much I miss it.
They were on Two Guys Talking Fresno.
And they were talking about bringing it back.
And they said they recorded a new Cross Streets.
I won't believe it till I see it.
Right.
Or hear it. And it also made me realize, because I had watched a few of them, maybe someone shared a few of those as part of this or something. But I watched them and then I was like, oh man,
mm-hmm.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Right. But so. By the way, the Sweet Fest, December, mm-hmm. coming up.
So, which probably means you will be hearing from those guys.
On our next podcast. No time.
Oh, yeah.
It's too late.
We missed them.
It's over.
This is like the first year in probably like.
They probably like got tired of us.
You don't know. I bet we're going to get. In fact, when this podcast comes, I bet we'll get an email from.
Maybe
Brian,
but if not,
you should go to Sweet Fest anyway, and we'll talk about it.
I'm planning on bringing my daughter this year.
So oh, very good.
She can enjoy it because it would be definitely something. And she'll be like, "Why didn't we make one, Daddy?" I'm like, "Cause I don't want to."
if that happens, you tell her, get going.
Yeah, you do it. Here,
here's all the tools.
Embarrass me.
Here's your phone. Right. Don't do anything stupid.
If it's terrible, I will not. You're going to use a different name. I'm going to use your name.
Okay. Moving on.
We have lost our soccer club.
Well, is it official? Official?
Yeah. Okay. Isn't it?
I don't know.
What do you know?
Well, no, I don't know anything. I just know what I read, and it was always couched in this sort of like, well, there could be a last minute.
The owner's
blah,
like,
blah, blah.
Like waiting, doing one of those, trying to levy the.
Yeah. The city, or
city to like do something.
So we talked about this last episode about the possibility of it happening, and now it looks to be official.
Mm-hmm.
Though the team did really well, and like
it's just like the city and the league and the ownership all three have blame spread around,
right? The blame.
Unfortunately, not the players or the fans are the only ones not to blame.
Well, and they're also the people who get hurt. Like, they're the fans that, like, had a reasonably decent team with the Fuego, right? And then this professional team comes, and that just sort of goes away, and everyone goes, well, that's cool. That's great, because now we have a professional team.
Right.
And then the professional team is gone, and then, like, maybe we'll get the Fuego back, because I guess the professional team has the rights to the Fuego, and they're like, we'll give them back to whoever if they want to have a. But the whole thing to me seems weird in that, so the league knows that you have to have a soccer specific stadium, like that was that's part of the thing forever,
right?
League knows it, team owners know it, city knows it, and yet it just feels like to me, and maybe I don't know everything, and there are probably people who do who can chime in on this a little more. It feels a lot like nobody, like when everyone was sitting around and like, oh, where are we going to go? We're going to go to Fresno. Oh, they don't have a state. Oh, we'll just figure that out later. Like, it feels a lot like we know we need this thing, but we'll just figure it out without really taking the time to go like, what does figuring it out mean? Like, are we really going to be able to figure it out? Because what sucks is that's like they've been here two seasons. It's like, come on.
It's like getting into a relationship knowing like you're going to be moving.
Right, right.
And you're like, we'll figure that out. And then like 2 years ago, like, okay, we're moving.
We're figuring it out now. I mean, and so to me, it just feels like in the beginning, had they sat down a little bit more and said like, okay, we know that we could play at Chichanti or, you know, at the park for, you know, this many, you know, however long. We need to have that second thing ready to go so that in 2 years or whatever,
we'll have something, at least have something being built
because
at the very least.
It seems weird that like, why would the team, It seems like everyone loses on this.
Right.
Like, you know, like this, it just seems bad planning. Even all
the league
together.
And like.
Yeah, the league can't. I mean, the league probably doesn't care. And maybe the team owners don't care because they'll go wherever, you know, right. they can make the most money. And if Monterey is going to give them a. But then I'm also. Like, it was
can't
weird
be
to
anybody
me.
To show up for a Monterey.
It was weird to me, though. Like, so they're going to be playing at the college people. There in Monterey, and they're going to be like helping to build the college stadium and that mm-hmm. they'll share, whatever. What the fuck couldn't we do that?
Yeah. Or why couldn't we go to
Fresno? And I'm sure someone has an answer for it. But.
Like, yeah, why couldn't we do it at Fresno City College, Radcliffe? Or why can't you do it at another high school that you can make their high school
awesome.
Really awesome? There's that yeah. that high school in Central High has one out there off of Shaw and way out there. It's a kind of new, it's Collegian Stadium.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It's a nice, like, it's sort of in, like, all use, central district use. Uh-huh. Like, it seems like that could be something, but I don't...
Right. And so you wonder, and
know,
I mean...
We don't know what we're
talking about. I mean, truthfully, yeah, we don't know. I wasn't in on any negotiations or know anything other than anyone else, but it just seems like really poor planning that, like, 2 years into this thing, you realize, none of the things that we thought were going to work
like
are going to
like,
work.
We like, didn't really... Seemed like nobody was really trying, and then all of a sudden it's happened, and we're like, oh...
Right, and I then they and then it's happened. Like, well, we couldn't figure it out with the city. Well, it's like, yeah, you had 2 years. I mean, and maybe they were spending the full 2 years mm-hmm. trying to find a place that would work. But at some point, I don't know. It just seems weird to me, and it's unfortunate because you had a lot of people that were really excited. And, you know, hopefully the hope is that the Fuego will come back.
Yeah, at least have the Fuego
and,
come back.
And they'll, you know, we have now had enough build, you know, that the community of soccer fans has been built up enough mm-hmm. that, you know, maybe. But you have to wonder, and I haven't seen anyone answer this or even talk about this question, but is it possible now to ever get another professional team?
USL team,
like,
I would think.
Soccer team?
I think.
Because who the fuck's gonna want to come back?
Well, yeah, I think as long as somebody has the money to make a stadium happen, I'm pretty sure.
And the league would be cool with that. I guess if they have a stadium.
If you have a solid stadium proposal,
yeah.
But
all right,
why not? But
let's make a stadium.
We don't have enough deep pockets for
right
that kind of stuff.
And we can't. And I mean, I think part of the thing is we can't go back to the city. We can't go back to the city for this kind of crap.
No, they're after done.
After Chichanti Park. Right. I mean, and they're just like no.
You'd have to wait till everybody within the city is
dead.
Gone.
Yeah.
Right from that era.
Remember,
there can't be anybody from that era because I mean, with the Fresno Met and the stadium and all that stuff, nobody's going to put
money.
There's
too many bad memories.
It's still going on now. The park where all the softball or baseball,
Granite Park thing
is still a mess. And I think the city is pretty done with putting money.
Which is fine. I mean, it truthfully, like, that's cool. I mean, you know.
Which is another site that could have put a soccer stadium, Granite Park. But
right. But mm-hmm. apparently there was some, all of these things that
neighborhood problem or
like all of these things that we're suggesting, I think have been looked
I'm
at
sure.
before.
Yeah, we're not coming up and with anything they haven't thought of.
Right. And there were, you know, reasons why it didn't work. But to me, the question is why is that a now thing and not, you know, like looking at it when you're first saying like, hey, we're going to go into Fresno. Someone didn't go like, dude, there's no chance you're gonna get a stadium, man. So
find somebody with money,
right.
You're not. I mean, I'm sure that I would assume the city would be like, we'll help you find a spot, but we're not gonna give you any money,
like, right? Or we'll give you some tax incentives.
I assume
or some,
they were. Maybe they weren't even helping with that.
It's too bad, soccer.
There's a good post at stopandmove.com. He wrote a pretty full-length post about it. He's a little bit more negative about it, but he cleared up a lot of stuff on that. All right, cleared up a lot of stuff on that. So if you're like confused about it, want to read it, that stopandmove.com has a good post. But it maybe he was kind of might put a post together about he was talking about. You know how the baseball stadium and the baseball stadium never a lot of people talk about how the baseball stadium was a mistake and blah, 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 okay. and it loses uh-huh. money and stuff. And I contend that I think I don't, you know, people say the stadium was a bad decision and a bad thing, but and wasn't the silver bullet. I contend that I think the stadium, nobody really talks about it. I think it's the bedrock of the downtown's revitalization. I think without that stadium, imagine nothing ever happened in that lot. No stadium ever happened.
Right.
The brewery, I contend the brewery district's
nothing
not happening.
Ever, yeah,
I don't think Bitwise is over there. I think Bitwise is still a thing, but it's not over there. I think Fulton Street wouldn't have happened. I think this all the momentum in downtown, I think you can trace back to the stadium.
Well, for sure. Because I think one of the things, you know, say whatever you will about the stadium itself, having the Grizzlies there and the excitement that the Grizzlies brought, not even from like people coming out to the stadium to see stuff, but just the like having a team there that's doing like interesting and yeah. different stuff. And I think the taco truck throwdowns were definitely something. Right. And having
Grizzly Fest
having,
doesn't happen. Taco truck
right.
throwdown
I mean,
doesn't
I feel
happen.
Like I feel like there was a lot of like
Tioga's beer garden doesn't
like,
happen.
I don't even know what to call it, but like the heart of all of that that like movement happened, like pieces of it happened because of the stadium. Like mm-hmm. so if you really trace it back, you know, remember the early days of like the tweet ups or whatever?
Right.
That was happening at yep. Chichansey Park, right? Yep. And that's like the synthesis for a lot of other stuff that followed mm-hmm. in terms of like having these creative people get together. Right. Like, you know, if you wanna like I would say that's the beginning of all of that other stuff is mm-hmm. like here are all these people who are getting together in one place. And that happened at Chichansey Park. Now, right. could that have happened other places? Possibly, but how yeah, would that have maybe. Changed the trajectory?
Was, you know, I think even us with the Fuse Fest and all the early stuff, I don't think happens without the stadium right, right, there. Right. I don't know. I mean, that isn't to say there wouldn't stuff wouldn't have happened without
right,
the stadium.
Right, but the stadium but, also gave like it gave a sense of like longevity, mm-hmm. like to or like legitimacy to the thing because you always could go, well, the stadium is always going to like they're right. not going to tear down the stadium.
Right.
But if the stadium wasn't there, then what do you have? Like there's mm-hmm. no monument, there's no marker, there's right. no nothing you could look at to go like, "Oh yeah, there's that thing." So you would just be building a neighborhood literally out. So, like, I right. do
and
believe
I don't
you're
think
right.
that Forest City would have ever happened. You know, people say, well, the Forest City was going to be playing. That wasn't going to happen regardless. I mean, it didn't.
Right, right, right. But it wouldn't have happened without the stadium,
right.
though. So, because I think the stadium sits as like a compass point or something, and it's mm-hmm. something that everyone could look at and go, yeah, we can build around this.
Yes. That doesn't. I guess the city doesn't make enough money or doesn't make anything or loses money. I guess I've seen where it's like loses $1 million a year from the
sure.
stadium. But that you have to think of it, have to think, rethink the stadium not as something to make money, but as a park.
And right. Or you're right.
You don't make money. Rony Park doesn't make right. money. Woodward Park doesn't make right, money, right. but you need them.
It's a
to
quality
be
of life issue.
Yeah.
Like it's a quality of life thing. It's a
so
space
it's
that we can have to. Yeah.
The stadium is a City of Fresno Park. You have yeah, to think yeah. of it that way. That has a baseball stadium in it.
Right. And that happens to be. Yeah.
And
I mean, I do think that, you know, it was sold as kind of a false bill of goods. And
yeah.
I think, you know, thinking that it would, you know, exist as a silver bullet or that it was going to be able to bring in all these things, you know, these concerts and stuff. Although I do feel like, and it's sort of been proven with some of the Grizzly stuff, you know, the taco truck throwdowns and some of the other mm-hmm. events that they've had. You can make it work as an event venue and have these big concerts there and stuff.
Yeah.
They've just never had anyone really working. Maybe they have, and I don't know. But to fill in those spots and to fill in those
yeah.
dates and to get to people because, you know, part of it is run, the Grizzlies have a bunch of dates, and then those other dates are just kind of left over, and I think it was like the city would just always just, well, it's here if someone wants to do something with it.
It's there, and there's nobody working as a – like a even a part-time job is like let's make this and as I mean, maybe, a concert venue
again. Maybe there is, and I don't know about it.
Yeah.
And then too, you know, it's all about like the deals you can make to get people in terms of the concessions and all that other stuff. And yeah. I think that has always been kind of an issue. The same way it's always been an issue with the Fresno Convention Center.
Yeah.
But I do agree. I mean, I think that you know you take the stadium out, all of the stuff that's happened there over the years, what are you left
all
with?
The creativeness that's come out of downtown is so that you can pull back to the Grizzlies being there, the stadium being there, and
what do you have? Yeah, and taking chances with things.
If it costs the city $1 million a year, okay, I say it's worth it.
In terms of what the city is getting back, I guarantee that, like, you know, and it depends on how you draw the lines of it, like, you know, if what the direct correlations. But to me, it's like the stadium itself probably has brought in way more than that $1 million to the city just by the sake of it being there. So,
right.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. Because we don't, I mean, you know, with the whole parks thing we went through, it's like, that we're so desperate for anything park space, that we have to, at this point, we have to include the stadium as a park space because we're...
Well, and it's so funny because we also have, and nobody ever talks about it, you know, we have that regional sports complex in the south part of town that no one goes to and no one does. I mean, so there have been a few concerts out there. I think they did the Michelada Festival or something out there this year, and there's been some other stuff.
Once in a while, a radio station will have a
concert out there. Unfortunately...
The Blaze.
I think, unfortunately, it's just, you know, it's just the kind of place that has never gotten any traction, and it's weird because I feel like... there is opportunity for a place like that to really kind of do something and shine. So,
out there at the end of Jensen, or out there, that's where it is, somewhere west side.
So no more soccer team.
Yeah, for now.
I mean, I'm sure there's a soccer. I'm sure there will be some soccer's not going to go away.
Yeah, just bring the Frago back.
And I suppose you could go support. Fresno State has a team. Fresno Pacific has a team.
Fresno State has a men's.
Fresno.
I know they have a women's team. I never see anything about a men's soccer team, sure they do. But
Title
I don't only
Maybe
see the
it
women's.
Got taken out because of Title IX.
Yeah, they
we
can't
have wrestling
have a men's. Man. Yeah. Which
I don't
is good.
Remember, but anyway.
But I know they at least have a women's
point
soccer
being,
team.
Or you could just go support all your random high
this
school
This is why,
teams
you know,
whatever,
people ask, like, I you know, why I haven't gone to the Foxes game or the Fuego before. Because I have gone to so many youth soccer games. over 100, you know, youth soccer every Saturday. It seems like forever.
Yeah.
And I'm good.
You don't need
I don't need to pay money to go downtown to watch adults that I'm not related to play. I only watch soccer that's related to my child.
Okay.
So, yeah.
When your daughter begins playing professionally.
When you watch youth soccer all morning, Saturday morning long.
Saturday
and then
night,
there's like,
you're
like,
done with soccer.
I'm like, I'm not going to go to a soccer game tonight, too, bro. I'm good.
All right. What else? What else do we have on our agenda for today to talk about?
Let's see. Should we get a music break?
Oh, you want to do a music break? Just straight off.
Let's get it in there. We got plenty going on, but we want to take a music break.
This is one that I feel we're excited about.
Right.
We've been excited about for a while because they've been teasing stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's like, come on, guys.
For a while.
Step it up. So this is the Ultra Diamonds.
Ultra Diamonds.
Who are the offshoot. Of this is like the final remnants of Fierce Creatures.
Yeah.
And then like an offshoot of the Light Thieves.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you like Fierce Creatures, if you like Light Thieves,
if you like the 1800s,
I'm guessing you're gonna
like
Ultra
Diamonds.
Because they're
all kind of the same.
A little bit.
Yeah.
They know,
come from that same collective of players.
Right. That What would you call that music scene?
Fresno.
Fresno.
No. It's indie rock, like indie, yeah, kind of indie space jam. Mm-hmm.
Surf.
Jangly. Ghost surf. Is that what 1800s called it?
Yeah, ghost surf.
But like that kind of jangly guitar, mm-hmm, pop. Lots of kind of spaced out psychedelic rock, yeah, thing. But it's definitely, to me, it's very specific to a particular Fresno scene.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they just released their first single, and this is it.
Good stuff.
So I'm glad
all
that
the,
yeah.
all those people involved, just like if they're in a band, it's going to be
kind of.
I've never heard them like. I mean, there's been a lot, like we're saying, there's a lot of offshoots and stuff, yeah. and they're always good.
Anything any of those guys do, I totally feel like I'm going to get excited about.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. There is. You should too. So, Ultra Diamonds, you can check them out. And I think they will probably start playing shows and stuff at some
point.
So
I'm guessing Tioga.
I don't think I've seen anything from them yet, but it's bound to be happening. So,
Basically, is that our local show place, Foam 55 and Tioga Beer Garden?
Oh, for local shows?
I mean, Strummers doesn't have much local stuff,
so
right?
So, Strummers does, but it's definitely like, it's not very often. And a lot of times it'll happen in the bar side. So, they'll have shows, like free stuff in the bar side and that they'll set up. They have kind of a stage there. Full Circle and then in the Tower and Downtown, I think they both have some local stuff. Tower District Records has been good at having a lot of local stuff lately.
If you don't mind standing amongst the records,
you got to stand amongst the stacks there, but I think that's fine. But really, I feel like Fulton 55 and Tioga are you know, kind of the places. I think there's probably some other, I mean, depending on what kind of music you're into, I think Lucy's Lounge has, like, you know, jazz like, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sequoia always has, like, you know, the kind of cover band stuff happening.
Where are the, you know, I should know this because I follow Farouk, but I don't see. It doesn't seem like a hardcore or a punk venue, like a CYC kind of.
Oh,
venue
also
going on.
La Maison Kebab, place that used to be
the
Peeves.
Old Peeves.
So they have a lot of local. They're having a lot of local stuff. So that's a lot of stuff.
Okay.
If you're looking for the kind of stuff that you're talking about, it's all underground. So it's all happening. There's a lot of house parties actually too. There's a lot of like the younger bands playing house parties, but it's all sort of like. Know the band, ask the band,
right.
that kind of stuff. And so you just kind of have to know. Mm-hmm. I think I've seen some video that I think, and I'm not even going to say it because I don't want to.
You don't want to get that.
No, because
that
there,
venue
right, there's
stopped.
Yeah, there's places that are might be doing stuff that you know. Yeah. A lot of that is this. A
you
lot
don't
of
need
it
this
is
podcast to find those.
Right.
You,
a lot
you
of a lot of it is places. You know. Just doing stuff and having fun and not wanting to get too serious about
right.
it.
Right. Yeah.
So, but I do feel like it is, we don't have a spot that seems like just the open.
Right.
Like it
there isn't
used to
a
be.
CYC.
So, I mean, there, yeah, right. I mean, there is, it's just not like, I think that it's not, it's moved into the underground because they don't want to have to deal with all of the,
right.
the other stuff that comes along with it. So I think there are definitely places doing that kind of stuff. You just kind of have to find it. So you got to have to know the bands. But it's in terms of a legitimate venue, you got Fulton Tioga, Full Circle, and Strummers. And, you know, each of them does different kinds of things. Right now, I feel like Full Circle is really kind of pushing. Well, Full Circle and Fulton 55 are pushing the locals a lot. And Tioga always has kind of like local stuff. So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there it is.
What do we want to talk about now?
You me. Got the list.
Me, bro.
I'm just here
for. There was okay.
Okay.
Let's talk about this.
You seem hesitant about it.
We got Pendragon. Hot PK/Spin Dragon is no more.
Right.
And Hot Spin Dragon took it over for about a week and then said, never mind.
Did we talk about this last podcast?
I don't think we talked about this anyway.
So House of Pin Dragon and Hot PK, they had their little, House of Pin Dragon and Pita Kebab from Visalia had their little thing. And they decided to
split
ways, and House of Pin Dragon was just going to stay there, and they were just going to have it as a brewery, but they would have food and stuff.
Right.
And they did that for, I think it was 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I think they were open for like 2 days and then they're closed. And then I was on jury duty and I was like, oh man, I'm going to go to the House of Pendragon and have a good time with my lunch. And they're closed every day. And then the next week it came out as like, no, so I think, we're not going to do anything.
Bro. Yeah. Yeah.
So that venue has seen a lot of places.
It has been several places.
People have tried very hard. Smart people. People that know how to run a restaurant.
Yeah.
Try to open up and it never and works. Never works. Should we just demolish that building? Just blow it up. No, just stay. Everyone, if you're going to try to open a restaurant, should you just stay away from that spot? Just stop.
Yes. I know
but people will be like, but oh, there's already a kitchen and it's already ADA compliant and it's all ready to go. But
and
like,
I mean, that is, those are big things.
But it's just, I just, there's certain things that happen. And I think that place is too big and the spot is not quite right. It's like so close to
it's
being
so
right.
close to being something good,
but it's not.
And so you have to look at it and see, like, really what. So what, you know, what is the issue? Because it seems to me like that's a freaking no brainer,
right? It's great,
you know,
inside
because
there.
The space is nice inside. Yeah. The location, while not perfect, I mean it.
It's still right there.
I mean, it's close to Bitwise. It's close to Tioga. It's close to the stadium.
It's close to the courthouse.
Close to the courthouse. It's really close to Saroyan Theater and the Fresno Convention Center.
I went there before a Sound Arena concert once. We went there and it was packed and everyone's having a good time before the concert. And it was like, oh, this is how it's supposed to be.
Right. And so I don't know. You wonder what. So. You know, in previous incarnations of that place, you could argue, like, you know, maybe the foot traffic, not the foot traffic, but you could just make, you could argue, like, ah, there wasn't enough down there for it to really be, you know, because Tiago wasn't there yet, or, you know, some of these things. But it has all that stuff now, and yet it didn't, still wasn't able to make it. So then, for me, I go, all right, what about the business itself? Because maybe. It's the business part of it that just wasn't good. And I mean, I think depending on who you ask, I always felt like it was the place was a little weird. Just in that, like, you would go in and it was never clear as to what exactly, especially if you were new.
Yeah.
Like, what was happening? Like, can I sit anywhere?
Yeah.
Or do I have
the entrance has always been weird. The front, the facade, not it's just the facade is never quite clear what's going on in there.
Who to go,
it looks like it's closed. It always looks like it's closed. No matter how open it is, it always looks closed.
And if you walked in and there wasn't anyone
there
to help you to tell you immediately, you're just sort of standing around, or you walk in or you sit. And then, you know, there was the bar area and then this weird like middle area where it was like an extension of the bar, but also not. And then it was like, well, I could order there, but do I order from the bar and then will someone bring it out to me at these other seats? And then there were table seats. So I felt like just the concept wasn't flushed out really. And then they had this upstairs place that.
Yeah. They never used that as far as I could tell.
Which to me is like, okay, and this is where I think the problem therein lies. Like, that the building is, the space is just too big for what it is. Mm-hmm. And so, for instance, that's all square footage that they're paying for that they're not getting using. Anything out of. They're not turning tables over, you know. So if, you know, your whole thing is about turning over tables and there's all that space up there that you're not using.
Mm-hmm.
This is because I watch Bar Rescue all the time. I know all about it.
I wonder what Bar Rescue would have done.
John
in there.
Tappert. Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. So, but then again, I mean, I know that there are just there are buildings, places in town that just don't work. And we've talked about it before.
It's
they're
just
cursed.
There are
cursed
and
spaces.
It's just like. You can almost see it from the beer garden. You're in the beer garden. Tioga's beer garden is packed, and everyone's down there. And just the fact that it's just around that corner and just far enough away is enough for Fresnans. Like, nope, that's a whole block and a half walk. No,
and it's weird because there's a parking structure literally across the street.
Not good enough.
I just don't get it. And a lot of people were like, oh, this proves that downtown sucks and it'll never work for anything. And I don't believe that because I believe there are other like businesses down there that are working, doing different things. So I wonder if it's just the concept. Like, are we not ready for like that kind of hangout restaurant? And then also, you know, it's like it is different than if I don't know if you've been to the Pita Kebab in Visalia.
Yeah, I have. It is different.
So
than that.
It's different because Pita Kebab in Visalia has that badass fucking patio in front.
Oh, yeah. Right? I forget about that patio. That's like, great. Yeah, and it has a different system of you. It's like a Chipotle style system of ordering.
Right. I mean,
where you walk up and
right. So it's
order.
It's a whole different kind of it's a different kind of vibe. And so I don't know if it's that was the problem that like I don't know, but it's a shame because I really liked that place.
Yeah.
And I liked the spot, although I probably, again, this is one of those things where it's like I feel bad because I didn't go there as much as I probably should have. Mm-hmm. Although I probably went there.
You're right. You went know, more least, than the average person right. does.
I mean. So, and I mean, the thing is, they're probably not, for a place like that, they're not going to survive on regulars.
Right.
So,
and nobody,
but it is sad that.
It's, as a jury, it was kind of interesting being on a jury and how, like, people talk about lunch.
Oh, uh-huh.
And how it's just interesting that.
Is that what they say?
Well, like, I'm just curious how knowing what's going on downtown and then having all these, you know, random people around, how they, what their knowledge is of downtown. And pretty much nobody knows on that. There was like, what was it, 12 jurors or whatever?
There are 12.
Almost
13
no,
sometimes.
And there was two alternates.
So 15, 14.
How pretty much nobody knew anything. And all their, so they talk about the Chicken Shack. Because some people went to the Chicken Shack.
Yeah.
I went to the Chicken Shack. That they knew that because they hear it on the radio, and they're like, "Oh, yeah, a Chicken Shack." So, like, they know
radio ads work. People,
wording,
advertising. Yeah,
and then some people went to
Take Three. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and then that or the children's Kids Cafe,
which is right across the street. Yeah,
They like the food, but there wasn't enough condiments. They were very skimpy on everything, but the food was tasty. This is the overall, review of it.
I love that. This is what you get out of jury duty.
Yep.
It's like, this is what are people eating?
And there's, for those that have businesses downtown, they're in the jury room where you hang out in debate. That they have flyers and lunch flyers.
Oh,
and
cool.
The people, down there in the jury assembly room, I would think if you're a business downtown, go to them and tell them.
Right.
I would talk to them.
Yeah. And be
because
like,
they're
hey.
The ones to talk to because they know. And,
yeah.
And everybody that's served on jury duty probably seen this where they play
the video.
The video of the Fresno, history of Fresno video. And it's a good Fresno experience from.
Downtown. But it is interesting that like that. And so it's interesting that that's what people think about downtown.
So my point was they knew nothing else other than like what was right there.
Right.
And they,
well, and that
there
makes
was,
sense.
There
because
was one
Chicken
person
Shack
knew
is,
about Chef Paul's though.
Chef Paul's.
I was surprised.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, there's this. I was like, oh.
They're never getting to Chef Paul's and back time. I mean,
well, you can do it. Usually you have an hour and a half.
All right. Yeah.
But, and then there was another one that knew that the other chicken place down there.
Chicken King. Yeah.
That was knowledge. And then that was pretty much the extent of the knowledge.
So everything right there on Fulton mostly. Yeah. And that makes sense. Although, you know, people should know. There are many, many more places. And it's just – that's so interesting. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't know. I wonder if this building is one of those cursed buildings that's just going to be, you know, forever not an actual place. In the same way that the old Willikers building is.
Yeah.
The same way that the what is that other one?
It was. They've now it's somebody got smart. The one on Sean West. That was the. That was like a Chinese food forever.
Yes.
Then it tried a couple restaurants in there and didn't work, and they finally turned it into a
Halloween Superstar?
No, it's like it's the Wick kind of Wick
related.
Store.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So they like forget the restaurant model. Let's do this, right. And it's working. It's been there ever since.
So yeah, and I don't know if it's just, you know, the build like a bad, like the building is too big. Like I don't know what it is, but somebody needs to figure it out because those spaces are good. And if I mean,
I think
so, part
just
of the
making
problem
a nice
is,
office space.
Stop! God damn it! That is not the answer.
No, it's the answer.
Just fill it with office space. Yeah. That's what we need more of.
Yeah,
that is what we need less of.
Oh, okay.
I think if they could just maybe split it up, I don't know.
I had a good one of my jury duty lunches. I went down to Bitwise and had a good sandwich in that coffee shop.
Oh yeah,
they had a I forget what it was called, but it was meat related sandwich.
That's one of those places.
None of those people knew about Bitwise at all.
Oh yeah, no, and Bitwise, like, you're not going to, you know, unless you go down there. So, all right. Yeah, so we lost the place. Who knows if anything else is going to come there? What are you going to do?
It's a tough business. This restaurant business.
So restaurant business is, that's the other thing that people need to remember. Mm-hmm. Like, restaurant business is tough, and really, it's like if you've seen a place that has been in around for more than like 15 years. Uh-huh. That's the anomaly, you know.
Right.
Most places just open and they close, and that's it. And you know, a lot of places you don't even hear about. Downtown, we get to hear about it because it's such a big deal when they do open, and especially like this place was a big deal because they did one that contest and all that other stuff. But,
Good luck to everyone.
Good luck to everyone on that. House of Pendragon still exists, and you can go there and whatever.
They still got
and Pita Kebab still exists in Visalia, and you should go there. And they also have their food truck, so there it is. And they're still doing stuff because they were Pita Kebab was out doing stuff with their food.
They were at the Fulton Street party.
Fulton Street party.
I went to that.
So okay,
good.
I did not.
Good time. So, you know,
does that make me a bad person?
No. Yeah, there's enough going on. It's basically like the Fres Yes. It was basically a toned down version of Fres Yes Fest.
Toned down
a little bit. It wasn't aggressive as a Fres Yes Fest.
Is it because it was spread out, like more spread
it
out?
It was more spread out, and I think it wasn't the music was DJ related.
Oh yeah,
it wasn't like
so it was
come
like
see
a,
this
right,
band.
Right,
it was
right,
like, you know, DJ right. atmospheric
right
kind of stuff,
which is what I think they were going for.
The only thing, my only complaint was that whatever that street is that when you go from Inyo and you walk down and where the fountains are or at the state where the stadium alley is,
I think that's called like Stadium Plaza or something. There's a name for it. It's Plaza. It's a plaza.
They wouldn't let you. They didn't have it closed off to where you could just keep walking. You had to finish whatever you're doing, drink, and then before you could move on to the next section, you couldn't just flow. You know, walk unencumbered.
So they had various beer gardens set up, but they weren't interconnected.
Basically, if you crossed the street, you had to like
finish your beer.
Security again, which was kind of messed up. But whatever.
Interesting.
Other than that, it was cool. Yeah. Just good. You know, food trucks and beer. Good weather.
Right.
Can't beat it. Awesome. We just went over to, because it was kind of, it wasn't really bad busy, but
there were people.
It was busy enough, so we went over to Zach's.
Oh, And there was no one there.
And they had their taco truck they always have.
Yeah.
Usually, and it was great. I think their tacos are great. And we were the only ones there eating, and we're just loving it. Because I ended up eating 8 tacos.
Damn.
And I could have ate.
That's like
more.
4 tacos too many, man.
Oh, I know. I tried to stop at 4.
And it just didn't. Were they small?
Yeah, they're small.
Yeah, I can eat a bunch of
stuff. And I don't put a bunch of stuff on.
Yeah. You're a purist.
Sure. But I could just sit there and eat taco. But when you're just sitting there, you eat them, and then they're like, wow, I can just walk up and get more now.
Right.
See,
that's why it's good when they have the food trucks and there's a lot of people, because then it's just like it keeps you. Yeah, because you're like, well, I'm not going to stand in that line again.
Yeah. The only line that was crazy was that 559 tacos.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
That one that's in North Colvis.
You say 559, I always get confused because I think you're going to be talking about the brewery. So you're but like, 559, they've ruined 559 for...
It parks somewhere around Clovis and Herndon or something.
Yeah.
And it, like, I see these insane lines where I'm like, well, maybe everyone should just park over there.
I mean, yeah. I think they really are.
I'm never going to go out there.
I think they are really super good, though. I haven't had it, but I've heard...
It shouldn't be allowed to have the taco truck in Clovis, North Clovis. It should be...
Come on, Mike. Cool. Come on. They should be able to do whatever.
No.
We're inclusive here on Flowing with Fans.
Not when it comes to Clovis.
All right. Mike hates
Clovis. Clovis are on their own.
They are. All right. Fair enough. Someone needs to... Have we talked about someone needing to start a Clovis podcast?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do it.
You can't.
I can't. You're like, you cannot be on this one.
Right.
And
it's just like serving the council. You can't be like
right.
District 1 council member and live in District 3. Right.
All right. That's fair enough. And also, I wouldn't know what to talk about in Clovis because, you know, I never go out. You know.
You've been in Pulaski lately?
Yeah. I have some friends that live in Clovis,
I have friends in Clovis, too.
I was out there for some reason not too long ago, and I was like...
I even have friends in Northeast Fresno.
Oh.
God's sakes. Huh. Still friends with them.
All right. You got friends in Clovis West, though?
Probably.
Well, Northeast Fresno. Clovis West.
Yeah, that's Clovis West.
Sorry. All right. What else? Do we have anything else?
We do, but I mean, I think that's plenty.
Oh, we do? No. What is there?
Well, the subway thing. There was did you want to talk about that?
Yeah, it's cool. All right. So maybe what we'll do is I'll send people to the place, and then maybe we can talk about it next time.
All right.
So first, I'll just say people should know that Fresno has its own subreddit.
Right.
And it's, you know, Fresno. / Fresno. And it's cool. There's some cool stuff on there, and you can find some interesting things. So there was a guy who got on, and he made two, now there's three, like maps of Fresno subway lines. So what he would envision Fresno's subway lines looking like and subway stations and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting, and it's, you know... Look, we're never going to get a subway line. We can't even get bus rapid transit. You think they're going to put in a...
We do have bus rapid. It's just a toned down version.
Yeah. This is my point.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, this guy, you know, he created three different maps of what he thinks the subway lines should look like, and they're really cool. So I would send people there to check them out. Also, there's someone made a companion map that was the Fresno subway lines... and each of the stations was an actual subway restaurant, and it was badass. So there's like, you know, 50 of them or whatever. I don't know how many subways there are in Fresno, but there's a lot. So it made me laugh.
I go to Deli Delicious though.
So I guess that's we already talked about. We don't need to talk about it next.
Yeah, time. There you go.
But anyway, it's at the Fresno subreddit. You can look at it, and it's pretty interesting. And it made me. I guess we could talk about next time if we wanted. Whether or not we think that a subway would even be a good idea for Fresno and whether people would use it.
Light rail.
Yeah. So, because I think the scope of Fresno leads me to believe that it would be something that we should have because Fresno is a big-ass, sprawling-ass place, and it would be nice to be able to get around without driving.
As it continue to get bigger, it just becomes a thing that happens.
So. Right. But when is it, like... When is it a thing that happens? You know, like what's the point where we realize like, we should put in a subway?
The population base has to be bigger.
Yeah, when we get disgustingly Los Angeles or something.
Right. Portland. Well, I mean, Portland's got one. Basically, if you're a major city in how about this? Sacramento have a light rail system at all?
Oh.
I don't think they do they?
I think they do. I think they do because when I was up there not too long ago, I saw some shit that looked like light rail.
Hey, that shit looks like light rail.
Or like some stations that looked like not like Amtrak train stations in the middle of town. So I think they do. I could be wrong. That's now I gotta look it up.
Yeah. Because that's if
give me a second.
That's if Sacramento does it, then we can do it kind of thing.
If so Stockton
Sacramento's
does
more
it.
Spread out than we always complain about how the sprawl of Fresno nobody else, everyone else sprawls more than we do. We're not
any, more than we do.
Yeah,
more.
Yeah, I'm not saying we shouldn't be
more. I'm so
Sacramento spread out as hell. There's there. Well, here's the difference. We don't have suburb towns. Sacramento has suburb towns. The Bay Area, the whole East Bay, the whole freaking you go over the Altamont Pass, East Altamont Pass. Yeah, that's all, sprawl. Yeah. Don't think you're up there in San Francisco going, we don't sprawl here in San Francisco. What the fuck is San Jose? It's sprawl. What the fuck is East Bay? That's sprawl. Don't think you don't have sprawl.
Okay.
Los Angeles is all sprawl. San Diego's all sprawl.
So Sacramento light rail system is 42.9 mile light rail system consisting of 3 rail lines, 54 stations, and 76 vehicles. It is operated by the Sacramento Regional Transit Division. So yeah, it does right there.
Okay. We should start looking into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at it. It looks really cool. Well, if we do start looking into it, we already had, their dude has 3 maps already.
We got the maps already.
We got maps you can choose from. Yeah. And some of them have Subway restaurant locations. Yeah. That you could also find. So there you go.
Fun.
All right. That's it. Let's be done. Can we be done?
Can we? Can we go?
But before we go, we have to.
Plug it up. Plug it up. Plug it up. Josh, what's going on?
I got nothing. No, just kidding.
Are your bands playing this month?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Can we find you in November playing?
So I do have a band playing. The Striking the Originals is playing the 23rd of November. That is a Saturday. We are playing at Tioga Sequoia Brewery. And it's early. So for all you people,
early.
Most people at like 7 o'clock is when it starts.
Sounds good.
Most people, I feel bad because I'm like, come see my band. Oh, cool. When are you playing? Oh, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. No one wants to do that.
Right.
So, if you don't want to do that, but you would still like to support me, mm-hmm. you don't have to. Whatever. Come out and see that. That's at Tioga Sequoia, November
23rd. What spot should the stage going to be? Are you going to be
the
parking garage corner spot? Are you going to be right next to the...
I don't know.
The thing spot?
There's like legitimate bands. There are 2 bands coming in from San Diego.
Oh.
So, I assume they'll probably put them in over by the parking garage.
Because I think I've seen like 6 different stage configurations in the beer garden.
Yeah. Oh, you just never know what's gonna... They had one... God, I went there not too long ago, and they had the stage set up differently, and I was like, "Why are you doing this? This is
happening?
Messing with my mind." Yeah. Speaking of, they had the Gore show there.
Oh yeah, Gore. Ooh! How was Gore?
It metal? So, yeah, totally metal. You just have to be okay with, like, you can't at all be offended by anything. Like, if you are offended, like, if stuff, like, kind of makes you, like, queasy when you watch
don't
it, like,
go.
And I don't mean, like, gross stuff, but just, like, people saying stuff and acting, like, inappropriately. Right. If that makes you queasy, don't ever do it. Don't go see Gore. Just stay home. But if you're cool with, like, a demon monster balls and dick hanging out and spewing stuff at you. Totally cool.
It.
That's not the review I wrote in the B, by the way.
Oh, it's not? Oh. Okay.
It was awesome. I had seen them before, but not like up in front of the stage where you get soaked in all the body fluids. And so that was an experience that ruined some of them. It didn't ruin, but it...
people that weren't aware, like, you need to have a tarp.
Right. But here's the thing. I think everyone was aware, and they just don't care. Yeah. So in my review... somebody wrote, or I tweeted out the review, and someone was like, if you're dodging the blood, you're doing it wrong. Put on a white shirt, get in the pit. It's like, all right, fair enough. Okay, so that is that. My other band, the Dan Ziggy Stardust, has a show coming up in December, so we'll talk about that more next time. And let's see what else.
It's gonna come quick this year. Thanksgiving is late in November, and it's just gonna be instant.
And then it's Christmas.
Christmas instant.
And then you know, I do the thing at the Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com. So if you like the stuff that we're talking about, a lot of that is at the Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com. So you could check that out as well. You can follow me on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah,
wherever
Joshua
else.
Teehee.
All Joshua Teehee. That is correct.
He's verified
and everything. And then I have my other podcast that I do. It's an Aikido podcast. So if you're into martial arts, specifically the art of Aikido, although we talk about a lot of other stuff, you can check that out. We do it once a week. Mm. We just hit our 100th episode.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are climbing the charts.
I was like, what the? Yeah. So, yeah, we've done – we're at like – I think we're at 101 or 102 now.
My father-in-law was just in town last weekend. It was a big Tai Chi thing.
Oh, yeah?
And which I was
– at the park?
No, it was at the church in the Tower District.
Oh, the Big Red Church?
Yeah. No, Saint –
Oh, say, yeah. Oh, in the park there. Yeah. In their like little, where right. they used to do the Jamaica Your Weekend.
Yeah. And he says it's pretty, it's a lot, it's not like Tai, it's Tai, a lot of the Tai Chi people were, used to be Taekwondo people.
You know, and that makes saying. Sense. Yeah.
So.
There's a, yeah.
I because guess there's a lot of similarities there.
There's a, because it's all like the body movement stuff. It's pretty cool. A lot of people say it's like, I can't remember, like slow karate or something, right, or like, you know, whatever, but that's cool. I miss that somehow. Mm-hmm. I feel bad.
There was somebody important that they brought in that you would know. He said, oh, if he's in, he would know who he is. And he said, oh, yeah. I can't remember who it was.
Interesting. Even, I'll have to look it up, actually, because I feel, anyway. That's it for me. What do you got?
TheFresnan.com.
Okay.
It's a blog. It's been around one or two,
10 years.
Once in a while, get a post up there, Fresnan related stuff, kind of like this.
Yeah.
And then the, I have a beer one.
Beer? Mikey, a beer blog?
MikeyTopFour.com.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay.
And then also the podcast.
Dorktown, the whole network.
Dorktown Network, Get Off My Podcast, Harrison Ford Show. Get off my podcast. Oh, yeah. He's going to have a movie out in January.
Oh, and then, of course, are we so excited?
Rise of Skywalker is out in December. That's related.
So you still talk about that even though he's not, he's dead, but you're still
Harrison Ford universe.
Okay.
We can talk about all Harrison Ford movie universe. And what else is there? The Perfect Pour.
Perfect Pour podcast.
Craft Beer Show. Beer Geek Show. We have fun time every Friday. New show.
That's very good.
Feel like hearing dudes talk about beer and drink beer.
Yeah. And drink beer.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Drink a lot.
Sounds great. Listen to people as much drink as beer.
It's great. Yeah. Then the second hour of the show different than the first hour.
Yes.
The personality. It changes. It morphs. The show changes.
The show takes a turn for the better or worse, depending on how
depending
you...
Depending on
the beer that has been drinking that day.
Yeah, follow me. The Fresnan.
Yeah.
Unverified. I'll never get a blue check mark or whatever
here's
it is.
Here's the thing. The only reason I have a check mark is because I'm a journalist with the Fresno Bee. Right. That's the only reason.
They stopped check marking people now.
Yeah.
So I can't get one.
Anyway, otherwise I wouldn't be. I just, so I'm, you know, only verified because I work for a company.
The Fresno Bee.
All right, I think that's it.
That's
We did some good work here today, I feel like.
Tell your Fresno friends
about us.
Tell
your Fresno friends. And because there's a lot of people we probably don't know and we probably really... enjoy it. You know, I have to say, I ran into someone and they were like, oh, I listened to the show. And I was like, oh, that's really awesome. But now.
So you ran into the Fresno Funny and Famous people. Nobody ever runs into me.
I
listen to them.
Are you as recognizable as me? And I mean, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I don't mean I'm not trying to sound like an asshole.
I know what you're saying.
But like, if I saw, you know, I know who you are. Normal people, if they saw you walking down the street, with
like,
your kids, if they're hanging out at the soccer game or whatever, they may not necessarily realize that you're, all right, that's it. I'm going to count us out with a 5, 4. Ew, should I count down on these ones as we're counting out? Should it be like a, or should I go like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Like what's?
I don't know, man.
Oh man.
Ring it, dude. You're the lead singer.
Let's just go right into it.
Figure it out.
1, 2, 3, 4. Bam! Can we just cut that and put it at the beginning?
Yeah, sure.